The Mystery of the Lost Lenore, Part 11. I was, as I said earlier, fixated on the tan bum of Sammy's camel as it moved through the swamp ahead of me. Like a beacon, it was guiding me through that moistened mess. This was its primary purpose. Well, actually, its primary purpose was to enable the rear legs of Sammy's camel to move, but I meant the primary purpose as far as I was concerned. Since this is a work concerned with me and my part in the exploration of a lost city, and not, in the main at least, a work of camel kinesiology. Its secondary purpose, for me, was to keep me from looking into the depths of the jungle surrounding me and thinking about what might be lurking out there. And there was something lurking. It was not my imagination. All at once, the tan bum came to an abrupt halt. I stopped my camel. We were no longer moving forward. We stood there for a moment. I called out to Sammy to find out what was going on. He didn't know, but the camel in front of him, which was carrying Roger, had also stopped short. So Sammy called out to Roger to find out what was going on. Roger didn't know, but the camel ahead of him, which was carrying Alvy, had come to a complete stop. So Roger called out to Alvy to see what was going on. Apparently Hobie, who was just ahead of Alvy, had come across some kind of clearing, and so he and Alvy had decided that this would be a good place for us to stop for the rest of the night. This information eventually made its way back to me. I had mixed feelings. I was tired and sore and felt like I needed a break, but lingering for any time at all in that jungle was not something that appealed to me. I had sort of hoped that we would be almost to the other side of the Great Swamp by now, but I was informed that this was not the case. In fact, Hobie figured we were somewhere around the middle. This was not welcome news, but it was nice to get down off the camel and step onto something that almost passed for dry land. The clearing was about 10 meters across and was covered in a reedy grass, maybe 2 feet in height. The trees surrounding it did not quite overlap, so there was an opening above through which one could see quite clearly a starry sky. It was actually quite beautiful. We unpacked and set up a little camp in the center of the clearing. I stomped around and flattened a patch of the wet grass and then laid out my sleeping kit, despite the feeling that I would not be able to sleep at all. I was quite wrong about that. As soon as my head hit the saddle, which I was using as a pillow, I was asleep. But it was not long before I was awakened by a terrifying and inhuman howl. Sadly, it was coming from me.